What we're hearing now on Sunday Extra is the first performance of music that's contained in what has been called the most important Mozart discovery in decades. The find in the National Library of France of a notebook of compositions partly written by the Austrian composer. And that description of it as the most important Mozart discovery in decades comes from Dr. Armin Brinzing, who's director of the Mozart Library at the International Mozarteum Foundation in Salzburg. And Armin was involved in the authentication of this discovery. So it's a great pleasure to welcome Dr. Armin Brinzing to Sunday Extra. Welcome, Armin.
Thank you very much for having me.
Firstly, could you describe for us what it is that's been discovered and how it was discovered?
So it's a little handwritten book of about 40 pages. So the amount alone is extraordinary, such a lot of handwriting. But it's not solely a manuscript by Mozart. It's a book which was written by Mozart and a pupil of his in Paris. So Mozart's task was to teach her, this young woman, to teach her how to compose. And we can really see this in the book. So it's a collaboration between his pupil, the Mademoiselle Duguin, and Mozart.
How was this notebook discovered and how was the connection with Mozart made? Assuming it doesn't have Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart written on the front.
That was the problem. Yeah, it's been in Paris for more than 200 years and it needs really specialized music specialists for identifying a manuscript like this. So in Paris, they are lucky to have colleagues like this. And yeah, the task of this colleague was to thoroughly catalog this manuscript, which has, yeah, as you mentioned, nothing on it, no title, no names or anything. And when he had a closer look, he thought, oh, that looks like Mozart in part. So and this is, of course, something really exciting. So he studied the manuscript in detail. And one thing you also do if you make a discovery like this, you ask colleagues, you need to have a second or even a third opinion about it. And so I became involved. So at some point, the colleagues in Paris asked me to have a look at the manuscript.
Wow, that must have been very exciting. I mean, the manuscript was only unveiled in public at the first performance this week, but you saw it months ago, Armin. Could you tell us what it was like to see it? And I suppose what you noticed about it when you got that opportunity that eventually convinced you that this is indeed a manuscript of works written at least in part by Mozart.
Yeah, I prepared a little bit for this meeting. And what really struck me was there's a letter by Mozart from his time in Paris in 1778 when he was 22, where he talks about this duke who wanted his daughter to learn how to compose and that he gave her several lessons for learning how to compose. And he describes in detail how he tried to teach her all the problems and her abilities and, yeah, things she could not do. So very detailed. And suddenly you see this manuscript, which fits perfectly to what he describes in his letter. So we know that he gave her composition lessons, but we did not have any idea that this manuscript still exists.
I assume also the handwriting's a good match?
Yes, sure. The handwriting, of course, is the most important thing. So you compare it with other manuscripts. And as we have a lot of original manuscripts by Mozart, I have some experience with his handwriting. But you also look, for example, at the paper. It's about what kind of paper, which watermarks do you have in the paper. And the colleague in Paris also performed some research about the history of the manuscript. So all these information comes together and finally you can really say that this is an authentic manuscript by Mozart in part.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Dr. Armin Brinzing, director of the Mozart Library at the International Mozarteum Foundation in Salzburg, about this amazing discovery in the National Library of France of a notebook that's got compositions which, as we say, are partly written by Mozart. And there's an obvious question which follows from that, Armin. How much of what's in the notebook can we confidently ascribe to Mozart?
If you look at the handwriting, you can most cases clearly see what is Mozart and what's his pupil? And what makes this really fascinating, something also we find in the letters, that Mozart complains she has no ideas and gets bored very quickly. So there are some points where you can see Mozart just crossed out what she wrote because it was really boring, and he wrote something new instead. So you can more or less measure by measure see this is Mozart, this is his pupil, here he changes something. So it's really interwoven between the two of them. But we have to say that there's a large part of music really written by her, or in at least in her hand. Yeah, so that's also a different thing. Maybe he told her, he gave her some tips, what to do here and there. So this is really something we should study in detail.
Are we at the stage of being able to hazard a guess on percentages, Armin?
When I was there, I made, of course, some notes about this. But I have not seen a complete digitized version of the manuscript. So they are still not, I think, publishing it. So, and then you would really have to sit there and note by note, see who wrote which part of the manuscript.
It's certainly interesting that from the letters, Mozart actually writes about beginning some compositions and asking his student to complete them. So that in itself suggests some sort of original input from Mozart. I wonder, Armin, what do you think this notebook tells us about Mozart as a music and composition teacher?
It's really, really important for this question. We have some similar manuscripts, but they come from his time in Vienna, so years later. This is the first example we have by Mozart for his composition lessons. So this is really exciting.
How old was Mozart when he was giving these lessons?
He was 22 at this time. So, and looking for a job. And we also have to think, to remember that this was a very important source of income for Mozart. Yeah, of course, he got paid for these lessons. He also, by the way, complains that the father of the young lady did not pay him for months. So he was really a little bit mad about this thing. But we can really see Mozart here at work. Yeah. His work was not only composing and playing, his work was also teaching. And here we can really see him at work. We can see what they did step by step. And this is really fascinating to look at those details.
And his student may not have been quite up to Mozart standards as a composer, but apparently she was a very gifted harp player. Is that right?
Yes. In the beginning, he writes that she has a lot of talent and she knows by heart 200 pieces for the harp. She can play without using the music. So she knew all the music, and she plays magnificently, he says. But then, he started to teach her. And because you would not start composing more complicated pieces for those two instruments, the harp and the flute, which was the main task. Of course, you start with more simple tasks, like where he writes a bass line, she has to write a top part on that. And so you progress step by step. And finally, they work on pieces for harp and flute, which was the main task for Mozart to teach her.
And the fact that his student is a harp player, what does that mean in terms of the contribution of these manuscripts to, if you like, the Mozart body of work? Did he compose for harp often, for example?
Yeah, the starting point for the whole story was that Mozart was commissioned to compose a work for flute and harp as solo instruments with an accompaniment for the orchestra. That's a very famous, well-known piece by Mozart, the Concerto for Flute, Harp, and Orchestra. And the person, the Duke of Guinea, commissioned this work by Mozart. So he paid him to compose this work. And they were obviously so convinced by his work that he then asked Mozart to teach his daughter to compose works like this for the two of both, because he says that the father of the young lady was also a very good flute player. So their music abilities as performers were obviously very good, because usually Mozart is very critical about those things. Yeah, he says very clearly if he likes people when they play or if he does not like them. But it's a very different thing when you try to compose works.
So regardless of the finished product, the discovery itself is very exciting. But Armin, what do you actually think of the music?
I didn't have a chance to listen to a lot of it. I think you can hear that there is some Mozart in it, but it's surely not completely by Mozart. Yeah, it's a little bit too simple. And also his task was, as he says in his letter, not to teach her to compose great works for operas or symphonies, really complicated works, just simple works for performance at the home of the family, yeah, by father and daughter. And that's also something you can hear in the music. It's music for entertainment, yeah.
And you described this discovery as the most important Mozart discovery in decades. We're a long way down the track now, Armin. How often do discoveries of original material from the life of Mozart pop up these days?
There's something coming up every couple of years.
Really?
I said, I think it's one of the most important
okay.
discoveries.
Noted,
you
noted.
You have to be careful. Yeah. But alone the amount of pages we have by Mozart, this is unique for, yeah, I can't even remember something like this. Sometimes things come up. For example, a few years we acquired a little sheet of music written by Mozart or in his hand, which was completely unknown. Yeah, but this was just one little sheet with a little bit of music, so not to compare with this one. And also sometimes pieces come up, like a few years ago, we presented the so-called very little night music. So little night music, but an earlier one. So things like this come up. But in that case, for example, we still do not have Mozart's original manuscript of this work. So we are not 100% sure in those cases if the music is really by Mozart, if we don't have his own manuscript and no other secure source to describe, to assign it to Mozart. So this is really unique that we have such a voluminous manuscript, which is also very well documented in Mozart's own words.
And given those complexities, Armin, and I realize it's early days in terms of the discovery, but do you have a sense of what the status of these manuscripts will be or will be given in, if you like, the official Mozart catalog now?
Yeah, it already has its number in the Kirchhoff catalog. You might know that 2 years ago we published the latest version of the so-called Kirchhoff catalog, so the complete catalog of all of Mozart's works. So with all the information we need about the manuscripts, where the original is, about the history of the manuscript and so on. There's also, by the way, an online version, Kirchhoff Online, which is a kind of reduced version for the general public. And there's a section in the Kirchhoff catalog for those study books. As I mentioned, there are several others from his time in Vienna. And of course, they also have their place in the Kirchhoff catalog.
And so the 7 previously unknown works for flute and harp, you're saying now have their own, are they opus numbers?
No, they're not opus numbers. Opus numbers are usually numbers the composers themselves give to their works. Mozart did not do this. So this is the reason why Mr. Kirchhoff in the 19th century tried to organize Mozart's works, so giving each work a number from the very first with number 1 until his last composition, the Requiem, with the number 626. And so we have different appendices to this catalog, which contain like arrangements Mozart made by works of other composers or these study manuscripts he produced together with his pupils.
Well, it's still very exciting to have 7 additions to the catalogue, and it's been fantastic speaking with you about it. Armin Brinzig, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Dr. Armin Brinzig is the director of the Mozart Library at the International Mozarteum Foundation in Salzburg. And as we heard, he was involved in the authentication of this discovery of a 44-page pupil's notebook, which contains 7 new works. Thank you.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.